Toy Story is not only known as a tearjerker for older men, but teaches a lesson and shows loyalty, friendship, and how to move on. There has now been 3 episodes of this loving story about a boy and all of his toys. The movie involves an all-grown-up teenage boy named Andy, played by John Morris, and he is now going to college. All the years when he was younger and played with his toys finally comes to an end as he gets older. The toys have been sitting in the box for years and they just want the attention they used to have. We know Toy Story as the movie about Woody, played by Tom Hanks, the amazing sheriff in town, and Buzz Lightyear, played by Tim Allen, the awesome new space ranger. But now in the new movie, there's not only Woody, Buzz, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, played by Don Rickles and Estelle Harris, Slinky Dog, played by Jim Varney, Rex, played by Wallace Shawn, and Ham, played by John Ratzenberger. But we now have many new friends and characters. The main problem in the story is the new environment that the toys have to go into. Since Andy is going to college, he doesn't want to have a huge chest of toys that all of his friends can see. So his mom, played by Laurie Metcalf, gives him choices. He either has to throw them out, put them in the attic, or donate them to Children's Place. Andy decides to bring Woody and put all the rest in the attic, but that goes downhill due to being in a black trash bag on trash day. This is where all the complications and troubles begin. Woody knows that things aren't right when they all get stuck in the donation box and taken to Sunnyside Daycare. Woody wants to go home, so he does. Well, not quite. He goes to a little girl's house, and that is where he realizes and was told where all of his friends are is not a safe place. So he goes back and rescues his friends. This is a quote: when the toys all get to their new destination at Sunnyside Daycare, and the toys are asking some questions. Woody still doesn't like where he is and just wants to leave. This clip contains Rex, played by Wallace Shawn, Jesse, played by John Cusack, Mrs. Potato Head, played by Estelle Harris, Mr. Potato Head, played by Don Rickles, and a new character, Lotso Huggenbear, played by Ned Beatty.
Mr. Lotso, do toys here get played with every day?
All day long, 5 days a week.
But what happens when the kids grow up?
Well, now I'll tell you. When the kids get old, new ones come in. When they get old, new ones replace them. You'll never be outgrown or neglected, never abandoned or forgotten. No owners means no heartbreak.
It's a miracle.
And you wanted us to stay at Andy's.
Because we're Andy's toys.
The mood changes throughout the movie. It goes from sad to happy to scary and mysterious. Some of the sad parts are when Woody, Buzz, and the rest of the gang are all sent to the daycare when they almost don't make it on one of their journeys, and also the part when Andy leaves them with Bonnie. One of the happy parts is when the toys get saved from their scary journey. One of the scary parts is when the toys are trying to escape and the big baby and many other toys are all in secret hiding spots and they all turn at once to find them. These are all things that are parts in the movie that specifically match the different kinds of moods. Overall, this movie is one of a kind. It explains and teaches many good lessons, and it just is a fun family bonding movie. The movie is on DVD now, and you can get it and add it to your home collection. Pop some popcorn and enjoy the movie.